Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people in our area. Joining me today is Dr. Leslie Pace with the Traveling Scholar Series at ULM and Carlos Ibarra. Welcome to KEDM.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Glad y'all are here today. And Leslie, you've brought Carlos to our area for a documentary called Run, Carlos, Run.
Right, right. We're so excited to have Carlos with us so that we can see what kinds of things he learned as he ran across the country and how it helps our students in communication as well as students across campus and people in the community get exposure to ideas from people around the country we live in.
So, Carlos, you took off much like, I guess, I remember the movie Forrest Gump, where he just takes off running in the movie at one point. You kind of did the same thing. Why did you take off running, and what was the reason for it?
Yes, exactly. I kind of did the exact same thing like Forrest Gump, inspiration for the name behind it. And it was really just a way to kind of reinvigorate my spirit and both like the things and the potential that I could reach. So that's one of the big reasons why I decided to go ahead and try to see if I could accomplish this and also show everybody like that once you set your goal and you go after it, you can definitely accomplish things that you set out to do.
Well, Forrest just took off running and we don't know where he ended up. You took off. Where did you start running from and where did you end up?
I started out in Brooklyn, New York, which is where I currently live. And then I ran back to my hometown of Huntington Beach, California.
Okay, that's a long way.
That would
take a long time,
yes.
Too. How far is it from Brooklyn to Huntington Beach, California?
It is exactly 2,942 miles, and it took me 72 days.
So okay, I have to do the math. How much were you moving a day there?
I was averaging 45 miles a day, so I would balance my days between a short day and a long day. So my short day would be no less than 35 miles, and my long day would be no less than 45 miles a day. And
okay.
So when you broke it down.
So if I did this, I would have to walk a lot. You ran the whole way?
I ran the whole thing. I can't lie and say that I did not walk for at least like maybe a mile throughout the whole thing, and that was just mainly due to getting lost sometimes along the roads and like, you know, trying to figure out what was the next path to take.
All right, so you set your mind to this task that you were going to run across the United States from Brooklyn to California. What route did you take? Where did you go?
I take what's called like a Northwest route. So what I did was I ran from New York. I ran through New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Kansas, Colorado, Arizona, and then finally making it into California.
Okay, so let me ask this then. What were you trying to accomplish? You said you wanted to do this, but was there a higher calling or a higher reason that you did this?
So along the way, I'm a filmmaker, so that was one of the things that I also wanted to put all the skill sets that I have, both as an artist, a filmmaker, an athletic runner, and then just like as an individual and an entrepreneur, I guess, because as a filmmaker, you are an entrepreneur. And I wanted to combine all those and really just also show like the true potential of what both like immigrants and Latin people can do in the U.S. And so that was one of the big reasons why I hopped on this. Along the way, I started raising scholarship funds for inner city youth so that they could go to college. And that was one of the big driving impetus behind the whole run.
So, Dr. Pace, you bring in traveling scholars, you bring in documentary films to campus. What are we trying to instill to our young people here?
Well, so much of what we do with the Traveling Scholar Series is give our students access to people and ideas that they might not have access to otherwise. And so by bringing people who are doing things like Carlos, right, experience with filmmaking, experience with trying to develop their own businesses, represent different kinds of ideas or ways of thinking about things, as well as the scholars, the academicians that we bring in from all over the country, they get ideas that maybe we're not talking about on our campus or opportunities that they wouldn't have had otherwise. So it's really about broadening exposure and giving them access to things that we couldn't otherwise get.
If you're just joining us, it's Dr. Leslie Pace with the Traveling Scholar Series at ULM. Carlos Ibarra is with us. Carlos, your film, Run, Carlos, Run, is going to be shown on campus when?
Tonight.
Yeah, tonight at 6 o'clock in Stubbs 100.
So Stubbs 100, 6 p.m. tonight. Carlos, you took that that northern route. You say you're a documentary filmmaker. Was it just you, or did you have like a crew with you shooting as well?
I had a full crew of six people. So I had like a producer, a DP, an assistant director, an on-site producer from New York who would help us fix all the troubleshooting that we had along the way. And then I was just producing it and directing it along the way.
So what's the biggest thing you learned on your worldwide journey there?
Don't give up. Just keep going and really, really believe in yourself. You know, I had to come up with mantras to keep me going. And really, like, I think that if you do that in life, you come up with something that invigorates you. Just whenever you're feeling down or you feel like you've hit a wall, just tell that to yourself. And then you'd be surprised how quickly the mind starts to, like, re-engineer itself.
We have about a minute left this morning. Was there any point you were discouraged and said, all right, this is the dumbest idea I've ever had?
Every day. Every day. I mean, it's a battle. Like, the body is hurting. The brain is exhausted of, you know, fighting so much. The emotions are all over the place. So, yes. So, in a way, that was just a proof to myself how much you are able to overcome.
When you made this journey, were you inspired by folks along the way? Were you inspired by America?
Of course. Yes, absolutely. I mean, all the people that I met were so generous that they were propellants to keep going.
All right. That's Carlos Ibarra. Leslie, Run Carlos Run. Again, where do I go to find out more and to see the film?
You Stubbs 100 at 6 o'clock tonight. And if you've got questions, you can call me at 342-1165 or email me at pace@ulm.edu.
Run Carlos Run. Carlos Ibarra, Dr. Leslie Pace, thank you for being with us today on Lanyap.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you.